Science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to ThinkWorks, the podcast for people who like to think, because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks, a place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. Now, over the last few months, we've explored, obviously, ideas like identity lag, quiet systems, productive friction, etc. And they've really been all about building change that lasts. But today we're going to start a new chapter, really, of discussions, because we're going to stop looking at how to start changing, but we're going to now focus on how to keep going once that change has begun. Because one of the biggest misunderstandings in personal development is people think they lack motivation. Often it's actually that they're simply running out of energy and they're not the same thing. So, the motivation myth. Think about the advice we're most often given when we're hard at work and we're not quite getting there. Stay motivated, find your why, push harder, want it more. And it all sounds inspiring, but if it all kind of quietly assumes something. It assumes that if you're struggling, it's because you don't care enough. And I don't think that's true. Sometimes you care deeply, you're just exhausted. And it's this whole idea of enthusiasm versus capacity. Now, motivation is enthusiasm. Energy is capacity. Enthusiasm says, I want to do this. Capacity asks, can I do this? And they're very different questions. You can desperately want to write and have nothing left in the tank. You can want to exercise, but your body has spent the day dealing with stress. You can care about your relationships and still not have the emotional energy to be fully present. That's not failure, that's a question of capacity. And it just means that we often misread ourselves. And by doing that, we've been really unfair to ourselves. Let's just take a look at that. So a low energy day arrives, nothing seems to flow, simple tasks feel unusually difficult. And instead of recognizing what's happening, we tell ourselves a story. I'm prevaricating, I'm lazy, I've lost my discipline, I'm going backwards. But what actually if none of those things are true? What if your system is simply telling you something important? Just as pain tells us to stop touching a hot surface, hopefully, low energy may be telling us something needs attention. And this is where we need to look at the idea of energy being a system. One of the recurring themes in ThinkWorks is that systems produce outcomes and energy on that basis is no different. It's influenced by dozens of small factors: sleep, nutrition, decision fatigue, stress, environment, relationships, constant interruptions, even the stories we tell ourselves. No single factor explains everything, but together they create the conditions in which we either thrive or struggle. And it comes to this idea, really, of that we need to stop borrowing from tomorrow. So what I mean by that is many of us solve today's lack of energy by borrowing from tomorrow. One more coffee, one more late night, one more weekend sacrificed, one more promise that we'll rest later. Now, sometimes, I get you, I hear you, sometimes that is necessary. But if it becomes a pattern in your behaviour, the bill eventually does arrive. A sustainable change isn't built by constantly running on empty. It's built by respecting the systems that actually replenish us. Because at the end of the day, rest isn't the opposite of progress. And this might be the most important idea in this episode. Rest isn't the opposite of progress. It's one of the conditions that makes progress possible. We tend to think of rest as something we earn, but what if it's actually part of the work itself? Athletes understand this. Musicians understand it. Professional sports teams build recovery into training because they know muscles grow between sessions, not during them. And perhaps our thinking deserves the same respect. And something fascinating happens when our energy drops. We become less patient, we become less creative, we become more reactive. Small problems suddenly feel enormous. Decisions become harder. That's why protecting your energy isn't selfish. It's one of the ways you protect the quality of your thinking. And if you've been following ThinkWorks for a while, you'll recognise this pattern. Better thinking leads to better systems. Better systems produce better outcomes, and energy quietly influences all of them. So perhaps the question isn't, how do I become more motivated? Perhaps it's simply, what gives me energy and what quietly drains it? Because once you start asking that question, you stop blaming yourself for every difficult day and instead become curious. You begin designing a life that works with your energy rather than constantly fighting against it. And this is something I've had to learn to do with my FND, because some days it just lays waste to my ability to think. I get brain fog, but also my energy levels just drop through the floor. I feel exhausted. Every movement takes effort to coordinate. And on those days, I decide to push for it, man up, go for it. Or I go, right, what can I do in this state that requires minimal energy but still keeps me ticking forward? And that's a different question to ask, because while you're still making progress, it doesn't matter how you're making progress, or even if it's just a little step here and a little step there, you are still making progress, and that allows your body and your mind then to rest, recuperate, rebuild its energy stores, so that the next day, hopefully, you're feeling more energetic and can go at some of those bigger issues that you've had to park for the day. It's as simple as that. It's just learning how to manage your energy states in the most productive way that you can. So in closing then, if there's one thing I'd like you to take away from this episode, it's this. Motivation will always come and go. Energy will always rise and fall. Neither of them makes you a better or worse person. But understanding the difference changes how you respond. Instead of forcing yourself harder, you begin designing yourself wiser. And that might be one of the most sustainable changes that you can actually make. Now, as usual, there will be a post in the DarrenInform.com community groups. You go into that page, you see that there's ThinkWorks recent door. Click on that, and that'll take you into the chat room where the posts for these episodes, the most recent episodes, are. And you can come and comment on there and give me your own ideas, ask me questions, etc. And I will answer them to the best of my ability. In the meantime, everyone, please take care. Keep asking questions, because at the end of the day, that's what we've got to do. So protect your energy. It's carrying far more than just your calendar. It's carrying your future. And within that context, never stop asking questions. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to ThinkWorks. Don't forget you can join in the conversation by visiting darreninform.com/community and finding the corresponding post for this episode. You've been listening to ThinkWorks, a podcast for thinkers.